This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. It's 7.22 a.m. Thursday, the 6th of May. And in about half an hour, we're going to be taking a look at
the AstraZeneca vaccinations with Associate Professor Dr. Farhan Rusli of the Public Health Medicine, a Public Health Medicine Specialist at the International Islamic University of Malaysia, to give us a kind of a sense of what's happening there, how the rollout is going, as well as we'll maybe get a little bit of banter from Lynn's own experience. that'll be happening in half an hour.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we are turning our attention to our travel industry because the Klang Valley enters its third phase of the movement control order beginning today as the country registers over 3,000 new COVID cases daily. I think yesterday's number was 3,700 and more. Now, most of these cases have been concentrated in Selangor and KL, which means that Klang Valley residents will have to adhere to stricter movement restrictions over the Hari Raya Aidil Fitri period. No interstate or interdistrict travel will be allowed.
Which is really a shame, right? I think in a much earlier survey that was done by Finders.com, it found that 44% of Malaysians had plans to travel in May, June and July. So I guess that's always in tandem with the sort of summer break kind of thing. So unfortunately, not the case now.
Yes, so for more on this morning we are speaking with Nigel Wong, Honorary Secretary General at the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents. Nigel, thanks so much for joining us. Now, how much do festive seasons, such as this upcoming Hari Raya period, usually contribute to the revenue of players in the travel industry?
Good morning, guys. Festive seasons do contribute significantly, especially because families tend to, take their kids out. So it's normally a big travel period for most people here in Malaysia.
What is the estimated impact of this upcoming MCO 3.0 then?
It's not an easy question to answer, though, because even without the MCO 3.0, travel has still been widely curtailed. So at the moment, it's status quo as far as domestic tourism is concerned. There isn't very much movement, unfortunately.
And so is this industry going to survive this year?
That's also a very tricky question. As far as our members are concerned at this point, we've got a lot of travel agencies that have just gone quiet. We don't know whether they've closed down, whether they're just sleeping, waiting for the time to come back up. But it's a very, very quiet industry at the moment.
Right. And, have you guys had any expecting any engagement with the government about the expected impact on tourism? Have you gotten any support on the back of this new announcement?
Not this new announcement, but over the last couple of weeks, there have been a couple of programs that the government has put in place, some grants. There's been a bit of stimulus for the public, in terms of buying packages. We do engage the government fairly frequently. I mean, we're trying to come up with programs to help stimulate the economy and maybe even prepare for 2022.
But of course, now seeing as we've already undergone two MCO periods and we're going to be looking at a third, what can you tell us about the pace of recovery that your members saw after each round? Does each MCO period significantly hamper consumer confidence, or has Malaysians' demand for travel been quite resilient?
The demand for travel has been there. It's always been there. But for our members particularly, it's a market that's not really one that uses travel agencies. We tend to be people who travel independently quite a lot. But maybe just to give you some background about what the MCO does, normally when there's an MCO and when the MCO is lifted, we get a spike in hotel bookings. And that's where people tend to spend most of the money. But that spike eventually does come down, so it's only temporary, seasonal. And then after that, it's basically back to the way things were. It's a slow pickup.
So what would you say is the breaking point for this sector, despite vaccinations being rolled out, but our number of cases continue to go up?
It's really time, guys. It's sad to say, but it feels at the moment like a slow and very painful death. So for us, it's really a matter of time. The quicker we can get vaccinations rolled out and the quicker governments can agree to open borders or to allow travel to resume, even in managed stages, that's going to be what determines if most players in the sector survive or close shop.
And Nigel, speaking of vaccinations, Mata has been supportive of the introduction of immunity passports, but many have criticised, have also criticised it for being discriminatory or perhaps even unethical. What would you say to that?
It is a tricky question there, but in the past there have been similar quote-unquote passports or certificates that were issued for different types of sicknesses, diseases that were out there. We think it's a necessary thing, at least for the moment, temporarily. We'll just put it very simply. There has to be a way to find out whether someone has been vaccinated. It's all about confidence and trust. And unfortunately, at this point, it seems that the vaccinations are the one thing that's sort of binding this whole travel and tourism industry together. If you're vaccinated, it means generally you're safe. We don't think it should be a long-term thing, but maybe for the short term until this pandemic has, passed us by.
So meanwhile, you run a travel agency yourself. How are you surviving?
I don't sell durians, if that's what you mean. But we're just hanging in there. So we're making our preparations. We're engaging with our buyers overseas. We're looking at how trends are going. And hopefully when 2022 comes around, that's our estimated horizon, we'll still be around to make sure that we can welcome tourists back to our shores.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Nigel, and all the best to you. That was Nigel Wong, Honorary Secretary General of the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, talking to us about the impact that this new latest announcement of an MCO is going to have on them. And you do worry and you do question how many of them will actually still be around to see that 2022 horizon that Nigel talks about, right?
In fact, we're asking on Twitter right now, what's the biggest challenge for us to reach herd immunity by 2022? And this is related because, well, the vaccine rollout seems to be intrinsic to a lot of the things that run in the economy. 21% say vaccine hesitancy. 44% say supply issues will be the problem, the biggest challenge. 25% say distribution issues. And 10% say others. And we'll get into some comments later on.
And but up next, we're going to be speaking with Simon Smith, Asia-Pacific Regional Head of Research and Consultancy at Savills, on their 2021 Asia-Pacific Investment Q1 report. That's happening after the 7:30 news, coming up next, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.